Are these vampires getting in the way of your business? Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. This is episode number 32, moving right along. Today's episode is called Vampires. You're going to love this one. We're sponsored today by The Marketing Network, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Visit us online at themarketingnetwork.tv. And if you use offer code COACH, you'll save 25% on your membership. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. A little bit later than normal. Not a lot of things going on today. And the topic today is really apropos for that, because it's one of those things that you get into and you say, okay, I'm not going to let this happen. And sure enough, there are days when it happens and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. So I'm here to say, you know, you're not the only one who suffers from these vampires that we're going to be talking about here today. Just want to let you know, I've been having a lot of fun over the past week, fielding comments and feedback from you guys who've been watching this and subscribing to it. And I really appreciate you telling your friends about the Coach's Corner podcast. Hope you're getting value the way I hope you're getting value out of it, because I wouldn't do it otherwise, right? But yeah, thank you again for being part of it. And you know, if you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you get over to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or Blueberry. I mean, there's just so many different places you can subscribe to it. We have both an audio and a video version of this podcast. So if you just want to listen to it, you don't necessarily need the visuals, and some people don't need the visuals. In fact, I'm notorious for subscribing to video podcasts and, you know, playing them on my phone in the car, but actually never watching the video, just listening to the audio. It's good enough. You know, if you like to do that, go ahead and do that. Really appreciate it. And thank you for being a subscriber. Okay. Today, we want to get into some fun stuff, because I want you to be a more successful business owner. Hey, that's the reason we're doing this podcast at all, right? I want to make sure that you are as successful as you possibly can be. And to do that, I want to make sure that you got some information that can help you. And one of the biggest things that we find in business, really, is these things called vampires. And vampires, simply explained, you know, by answering the question, what's grabbing your attention away from where it really should be? Because we know for a fact that if you remain focused, you're more successful. The more focused you are, the more successful you're going to be. So we want to figure out ways to help you become and stay more focused on your business. But you know, there's a lot of things that get in the way, right? All day long, we're getting interrupted. I am in my office, my studio here, you know, and the phone's ringing and emails are coming in. And I was going to say faxes, but I'm going to be dating myself if I say that. You know, I have a fax machine. I don't remember the last time a fax actually came in on it. Really, I don't even think it's plugged into the phone line anymore, right? But all day long, you know, especially now with social media, oh my gosh, you know, the notifications. Ding, 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 all day long. Distraction, distraction, distraction. You try to make it through your day trying to do something like writing copy or writing a proposal or working on a website or coming up with a title for, you know, your next webcast or your podcast or whatever it is you're working on. It's really difficult to do that when you're being interrupted all day long. So I want to give you some tips today, some things that how I deal with it. And I'm not going to say that I'm perfect. Like I said, a lot of distractions today. A lot of things got in the way of me getting to doing this podcast on time. But, you know, I'm better. I'm able to handle a lot of that stuff better today than I did in the past. And some of the things I'm going to share with you, you may go, wait a minute, I never thought about doing that. You may want to consider doing it in your own business too, because, you know, like I said, you are responsible for your time. So the number one thing that we run into, and I don't know that these are in any real order here, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, the news. You know, we all know the news, right? That's the big thing. Here's what I suggest. When it comes to the news, I know it's impossible to stay away from it because it's so sensational and so amazing that you need to get, you know, you got to feel like you're part of society. I get that. You know, I'm like that too. And what I do is I peek. I don't spend a whole lot of time, but I'll peek, you know, I'll spend maybe 5 to 10 minutes a day and I'll peek just to know what's going on. So I'm in the loop. I don't go crazy with it. I know that it can eat a whole lot of time away from, you know, working on my business and building things that are important for me. So I peek at it, but that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because I know for a fact that it's not going to give me what I need and able to enrich my life in the way that I need to. I really look at the news, and a lot of people, you know, they hear this and they go, you know what? This makes a lot of sense. The news for me is entertainment. That's the way it's presented. That's the way it's developed. That's the way it's built. And entertainment, obviously, is sensationalized, and it is. And so it becomes very addicting, right? Because it gives you feeling like, oh, this is important. This is important. Trust me, it's not as important as they want you to believe it is, right? It's more important that you get stay focused on the things that are the most important to building your business. I got to tell you, there was a book written years ago. It said The Power of Focus. And boy, that book, I devoured that book and read that thing several times because I've always innately known that the more you stay focused on something, the more successful you are. And I got to tell you something, very early when I first started in business back in, you know, the 80s, when I first decided that I wanted to be in business for myself, I know I'm dating myself now, a little bit older than most people. But, you know, you look at that and I always remember that when I set my mind to something and I said, I'm going to work on this and this is going to be my project and I'm going to make this thing happen. Back then it was building a bulletin board system. You know, I didn't have a computer. I had to find the money to get an IBM XT computer compatible clone, right? I had to get a modem. I had to get a phone line. I needed to buy the software. And then I needed to figure out what the content was. A big project. But I set my mind to it and I stayed focused on it. And I did a little bit each day, a little bit each day, a little bit each day. And bang, 1989, I made my very first sale online. I sold a market research report for $1,100 on this bulletin board. Now, it taught me a couple of things. Number one, yeah, you can make money online, but I already kind of guessed at that, right? I kind of knew that the online world, when I first saw the online world back in 1984 on a service called QLink, which was the precursor to America Online, I had the idea that this is going to change everything. Everyone now can connect. Their computers can connect. We can exchange information. I knew it was going to change something. So 1989, I was able to make that first sale because I stayed focused on the goal. The goal was to make a sale online. I was working for a company back then. I remember going into the boss's office and saying, you know, we got to do this. We got to sell stuff online. He turns to me, he goes, what's online? Literally. I said, don't worry about it. I've got it covered. I know exactly what I'm doing, you know, and I went out and I built this thing. No help from him, no money, no financial help. I just built it all on my own because I wanted to. And I made my very first sale. When I brought the sale into his office, it wasn't my research report that I'd sold. It was his. I brought it into his office and he says, tell me more about this online thing. This sounds interesting, right? It's a way to make money that he hadn't thought of before. So there is a lot of power in staying focused. The better you can do, better job you can do at staying focused and the more you can tune out these distractions. And I know, you know, we all do it. Want to go on the news site, want to see what's going on. Of course, you know, the social media, social feeds, we know what's news, what's happening, you know, with the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the earthquakes, the wildfires. We got to know. Yeah, you need to know. But if you're not directly involved, you don't need to obsess over it, right? So check in, see what's going on, get back to what you're supposed to be doing, what you really want to create in your life. Otherwise, it'll never happen. You're just going to continually be distracted. Here's the other one for me. The big one is email. Oh my gosh. This from, I'm going to say, 1994. 95, maybe 93. I was working for a company back then, and I had set up email that was not just local. Local would be just in the company. We had about 50 employees back then, but I actually set up something called CC Mail back then and was connecting via modem, dial-up modem, to their servers, and then we could have what we called early internet email back then. And, you know, ever since then, email's been a thing. Every day, got to check the email, got to check it. To this day, it's still a habit, right? First thing I do in the morning, get in, check the email. Okay, great. Check it first thing in the morning. You got to know what's going on. You got to see if any orders came in. I know that's important to do, but you don't have to leave it on all day. And a lot of companies find that their employees' productivity soars when they turn the email servers off during the day. So they're on, you know, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., boom, and they're off from 10 to 2. Right? So now all of a sudden the employees can't send or receive email during that time. They could write emails and submit them, but they're not going to go anywhere. They'll stay in a queue. And what they find is they're more productive. So in your Outlook, in your whatever email client you're using, you could set it up and you could say, check email once every 2 hours. This way it's not checking all the time. You're always getting bing, bing, and you get little notifications at the bottom of the screen telling you you've got new email. It's not going to happen that often. And I think that's a really good thing to do. I do it. I changed my Outlook habits a lot over the years. Before it was check email every 5 minutes. And every 5 minutes, you know, there's new stuff coming in. Usually just spam, not really great stuff coming in. But you know, that would come in. Oh, of course, it's going to distract you. You gotta deal with it when the email comes in. Well, I find that email is not really one of those things that is as, you know, important as it used to be. A lot of people today, especially in my world, I don't know about you, but email is really diminished in terms of its importance as far as a business tool goes. Not dead. I wouldn't say that it's dead, but it's not nearly what it used to be 10 years ago when before the spam filters came out. It was easy to send and receive email. Now it's really hard to get email through and you know that kind of thing. So people tend to use it less because there's so much garbage in it. And it is a time suck, a time waster for sure. Okay, let's go on to the next one. This is a popular one for us, phone calls, right? We all get phone calls all day long. I decided back in, I'm going to say, 2003, 2004. I really got fed up of answering phone calls. And they were just sales calls. And you couldn't get rid of these people, right? They get on the phone, they start the conversation with you, and no matter what you say, they've got a response for it. And what they do is they suck 20 minutes out of your day for something you had no interest in, something you weren't requesting, something, you know, you got to battle with them. You got to deal with them. So I decided that, you know, I'm going to change the way I deal with phone calls. And instead of being the guy who's, you know, first answering the phone right away, phone rings, bam, I'm going to answer it. I'm going to change things up and see what happens. It was sort of an experiment back then. And I said, well, I've got voicemail. Voicemail is a really good tool, right? It's an absolutely great tool to have to be able to, you know, instead of people calling you live and having to answer it, well, you can go screen. You can screen the calls, see if they're anything you need to call back. And if somebody calls you and says, hey, it's Joe, give me a call back, and you don't know anybody named Joe, never call them back, right? It's no harm, no foul. Nothing's going to happen there. And what I decided to do, I said, I'm going to just make appointments with the people I know I need to speak with. So my clients, they want to talk to me. They make an appointment. They say, you know, I've got this time, or I want to talk to you on this time or this time. That's great. That's all it requires. And if they do that, then I know that at 4 o'clock today, I've got a phone call with Joe, and I get on the phone with Joe. Joe knows the phone call is going to be 30 minutes, not hours. It's going to be 30 minutes. We're on and we're off. And then it doesn't really interrupt my day too much because I kind of know it's coming. It's not a surprise anymore. So I plan. Now, if I'm writing, if I'm doing whatever, I make sure I wrap up. Okay, you know, 10 to 4. Okay, you know, take a little break, get a little sip of water, get ready for the phone call. Bang, you get the phone call done. 4:39, now I can go on to something else or whatever is next in my day. So that's how I deal with that. You may have a different strategy, but that's mine. I'd love to hear yours, by the way, if you've got a different one, because we always love to learn here, and that's important to do. Okay, the big one today is social media. We know this is a problem for a lot of people. Social media. How in the world do you deal with social media? Well, again, like email, what I do is I'll go in the morning, have a look, see what's going on, see if there's anything that I need to deal with, see if there are messages. By the way, today, instead of communicating with email, most of the people I communicate with on Facebook, I communicate with Facebook Messenger. Wow, that's a surprise, right? Big shift. Yeah, well, Messenger is quicker. It's, you know, it's less spam filled. So I use that tool more than I use actual email now, because I send people emails and for weeks you never hear from them. You know, did you get my email? Yeah, I don't know. I never saw it. Oh, you send them a Messenger message, bang, you hear it right away. So the thing with social media is it can be very absorbing. It's made to be that way. And actually, they do a lot of studies and they really work hard to get you addicted to social media. Really, they do. No surprise, right? The more you're on it, the more ads they can show you, the more money they make. It makes sense. They want to keep you on there as long as possible. So you got to limit it. You got to literally, you know, stand back, stand your ground and say, listen, I'm going to do this for, you know, 30 minutes or whatever it is in the morning, get caught up, see what I need to see, and then maybe check in a little bit in the afternoon, and maybe at the end of the day, check in again, but don't go crazy with it, right? Because it'll really suck your time away. And every time your time is getting sucked up, then your productivity goes down, you're less and less effective, and that is not at all the way you want to build your business. You want to be focused. Remember, the power in this is staying focused. Okay, here's another one that happens to me, being in an office in a commercial space in a business park here in Carlsbad. Well, you know, I get people to drop in. Sometimes they're solicitors. They're, you know, they have no business being here. It says on the door, no soliciting. But these guys, I guess they can't read because they don't ever heed that. They just come right in. I'm thinking of putting up a big sign when they open the door that says no soliciting, just in case they miss the one that's on the door, and they often tend to. So what I do is I set boundaries for people who just drop by, if they're old clients or friends or that kind of thing. I say, you know, I've got 15 minutes for you. That's it. And I stick to that. Now, once 15 minutes is over, they got to go. I got to get back to work. I got to do whatever. If I've got 10 minutes, it's 10 minutes. If I've got no time, I tell them that as well. Now, this whole idea, this concept of setting your boundaries, real important, my friends, really important, because if you don't set them, people are going to trample all over you. So an important thing to do, set your boundaries. Just say, hey, I've got this much time, so they know exactly, you know, what the parameter is, what the window is that they've got to work with. Get to the point. Don't dawdle. You know, some people just like to come by and sit around and chew the fat, you know, with it. And it's like, but I've got a day. I've got things to do. I've got the balls rolling in 10 different directions today. I've got to take care of clients. I've got projects I'm working on. I've got, you know, a book to edit, you know, whatever it is that I'm working on. It's like, I just can't stop sometimes for that kind of thing. I love it, you know, and there's a time and place for it. And I will definitely put it on the calendar if that's what somebody wants to do. But unexpected drop-ins, no, they're not a good thing for your productivity. They will hurt your productivity in a big way. Okay, this other one is one I good feelings and bad feelings about it. Seminars, webinars, webcasts. I think it's important to keep learning. I think what you're doing here, listening to this podcast, is not necessarily a waste of your time. There are some seminars, webinars, webcasts that are, and I put podcasts in there as well. Some of them are just hypey, right? They're not really going to give you any value. They're going to spend, you know, the first 15 minutes telling you what they're going to tell you, but they don't tell you anything. When I get into those, if I spend 10 minutes or invested 10 minutes in it and they're not going anywhere, they're not giving me any value, then I jump. I don't stay. Why? Because my time is valuable. I've got to get on with things. And, you know, if you can't get to the point right away, then, you know, well, I don't have time for that. I've got to get going. I've got other things I want to do, places to be. I've got a business to build. I've got clients to serve, that kind of thing. So I'm very discerning about those things. I do listen to a lot of podcasts or webcasts, webinars, seminars, that kind of thing. I sign up for a lot of them. I don't always attend everything I sign up for, but I make an effort to at least check in, because that's how you keep yourself enrolled in your industry. You got to know what's going on. Who's teaching what? Is there a new strategy? Is there a new thing I didn't know about? Well, I attended a webinar this past week that was really effective. They had some stuff that I hadn't thought about in terms of marketing on social media. So now I come away from that and I say, well, I invested an hour, but I have a strategy that's going to literally help me cut my advertising budget in half on Facebook and double the results at the same time. I thought, well, that's important, right? I didn't need to buy the program. I didn't need to go further with it because I already had the tools they were talking about. I already have the knowledge base that they were basically going to teach. But there was a strategy that they laid out for me, and I thought, hey, this is really good, and I can use this. I can implement it today. Wasn't a waste of time. If, however, the first 15 minutes, 10 minutes of that webinar were, well, we're going to tell you about this, and we're going to tell you about that, and by the time we're done, you're going to know this, 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 and this, but we're not going to get there yet because I want to tell you this story and that, and they just weave and wobble all over the place, I would have left because I don't have time for that. I really need, you know, if you're going to take my time, and you should be discerning this way too, if you're going to attend one of these things, if they've got it, there's no value in them, then bail. It's okay to bail. No, you know, no harm there. You know, it was free anyway, whatever. You got to get out of it. And actually, not only are the free ones, I sometimes bail on the paid ones. Even though I've paid for it, sometimes the value is just not there. It's just not a thing. You know, my time is more valuable than the money in many respects. So when it gets that way, I'll just say, okay, I'm done. You know, I didn't get what I wanted out of this. There's no value. Too much dawdling, too much playing. Gotta go. I got other things I need to do. So that's the seminars, webinars, webcasts. And here's the last piece I want to leave you with is your time is your time. Truthfully, honestly, if you don't set the boundaries and you don't respect your time, I promise you, nobody else will either. That's just the way it works. You don't respect your time. You're letting people know that it's not a problem. Yeah, drop by anytime. I'll sit for an hour with you. Or call me anytime. Yeah, we'll get on the phone and we'll blow an hour and a half, 2 hours. I used to do this. I know firsthand what it's like. I don't do it anymore because I've learned, you know, if you're willing to give that time away, people are willing to take it. They'll take it all day long. And, you know, at the end of the day, you walk away and go, gee, I didn't get anything done today. Very low productivity day for me. That's not the way I want to go through my business. I want to be able to walk out of my studio every day and say, I accomplished something. Something got done that was really great. And it was because I stayed focused. And it doesn't mean I cut people out. Doesn't mean I'm angry with people. It just means that I've stayed focused on what I need to do. And I did it. And that's really all that's important. So that's my presentation for you today. I really want you to get, you know, be okay with setting your boundaries when it comes to time, and really just stay as focused as you possibly can. It's not going to be perfect. Like I said, days like today for me, you know, this was supposed to be done 6 hours ago and it didn't happen because I had other things that I needed to take care of. So I couldn't get it done as well as I thought I was going to be able to. Okay. With that, I want to remind you that you should subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. I would love to have you as a subscriber, and tell your friends, obviously, and let you know that our show today is sponsored by The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv, the place for you to learn marketing and other business strategies. I know we're calling it The Marketing Network, but the truth of the matter is there's a lot of personal development in here as well. Melanie Benson is a life coach and someone who teaches you how to get over your issues with money. Very, very effective trainer in that area. And she's got a course in The Marketing Network, and I'm hoping she's going to come back and do some more, because it'd be really fun to have her come back and do a little bit more as well. Marketing Network is a training system where the courses are on video, so you can watch them on any device. You can watch them on your laptop, your desktop, your iPad, iPhone, Android phone. You can watch them on Roku. You can watch them on your Apple TV. And there are a couple of other ones as well, like Xbox, that will play it. There's apps for those where you can play all these as well. The Marketing Network, you have unlimited access to the content that's in there, so you can watch it again and again and again, and access to all the new stuff we're adding as well. Now, for those of you listening today, save 25% on your membership when you use offer code COACH at checkout. And membership is just $9.95 per month. So save 25% off of that. And it really drops it down. It's really affordable. And I got to tell you, one good idea is all it takes to make a whole lot more money. Ted Nicholas used to say, you're only one headline away from becoming a millionaire. I think that's really true. And sometimes in the marketing industry, you're just one good idea away from becoming very, very successful in what it is we're doing. And it's not necessarily like, well, what's that one idea? Just give me the one idea, Rob. Well, for everyone, it's a little bit different, right? So I was listening to this with webcast this week, and there was one thing that they were talking about, and I go, ooh, I can take that. I can implement that. I know exactly how to implement it. I know where it fits in my business, and I know it will result in a lot more business. So if you get an opportunity, go visit themarketingnetwork.tv. That's www.themarketingnetwork.tv. And also, tell your friends. Because this is social, right? This is a great opportunity for you to share this content with other people as well. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day, and I look forward to doing this again with you real soon.